Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're thinking to yourself, God, this sounds awesome, who is this? Listen. It's Van Halen, you probably don't know. Off of the 2012 Different Kind of Truth album, one of their best albums.
Well, you know why it's so good, right?
Because it's all old Van Halen songs.
Yeah, they took a lot of old demo stuff that they had and just riffs and different things, and they were like, hey, this is awesome stuff. Put it out and put a, you know, right cool songs around it.
Yeah, but then to confuse everybody, they released this first. Not that this is a bad song. It's just, it was a little weird. Out of all the great songs they had on their album.
Yeah, if you, She's the Woman, release that first. Play that.
Yeah, that's a Van Halen song.
Like, if this would have been the first release, you would have been like, yeah. Oh my God.
This makes me like Dave.
Dave sounds great on this album.
Give me some of that. Down at the starting line, I'm a loose vision, don't be a given. Yeah, that's good. That was a good album. All right, before the break, I was telling you that my mother got a letter in the mail saying that somebody left her $2.4 million. Andrew says he is a private investigator. And he knows about the scam. Andrew, welcome to the Mike Calta Show. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I have some insight on that. I'm hired a lot by probate attorneys to go out and find beneficiaries of accounts and estates. Every time I would try to contact somebody by phone and explain it to them, they would think it was a scam and they'd hang up on me. So typically speaking, somebody from the firm is going to knock on your door. They're going to send somebody out and actually make contact with you in person.
But it's believable that it's believable, especially yeah. Since this is in Canada, that that a Canadian law firm. So let me, I believe it is 100% a scam. In fact, I know it is, but let me just tell you the lengths at which they went through to make you think that it wasn't. They have, it's on the letterhead of Bill Millman and Associates with an address in Toronto. And if you Google Bill Millman and Associates, it brings you up an extensive website for a law firm featuring the one and only Bill Millman. But right. When you call the phone number and they ask you what extension you want, you hit it, you automatically get the guy that they tell you to ask for, which is the which is indeed the scam right. Portion of it.
And you can never contact attorneys just by the press of the button. We both know that. They're always in court or, you know, their secretaries will answer. And Canada's kind of weird, but in Florida, you know, most states in the United States, you have a, you know, a bar, like the Florida bar, for example. I would try to get, you know, some type of organization like the Florida bar, or however they have it in Canada, I'm not really sure,
yeah. But,
and contact the attorney, see if that attorney is listed on a bar organization, and then if their contact number is listed through that, you know, organization, contact them through there.
Unless, Andrew, unless you get a letter like this and your son has a very popular radio show, that's another way to handle it. So let's try and do that right now. Calling Corey Grant. Want my mother's $2.4 million. What, I want. What happened?
I don't know whether you dialed enough numbers.
What? Go. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Goldman Associate.
Oh.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0. For the dial by name directory, press 9. Please hold while I try to connect you.
I chose.
Hold music? will help you find money. $2.4 million for mommy. Right?
Dude, nice. That was great.
Then for a second, did you think it was real?
I did.
The law offices of Goldman and Associates. All of our attorneys are busy with other clients at this time. Please leave your name and a detailed message.
No.
We will shortly get. Thank you for calling Goldman Associates.
If you don't have his extension,
you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press
dial 2.
Zero.
Just dial 2.
For the dial by name directory, press 9.
Well, there you go.
Please enter at least the first 3 letters of the person's last name. For 2.
It's 4 letters.
Right. Bill Millman Associates. Extension 102. To select this extension, press 1. Thank you for calling Bill Millman Associates.
It's busy.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
We're a law firm. We'll help you find money. $2.4 million for your mommy.
Your call has been
forwarded. Oh, come on.
It's a scam.
Bill Millman Associates.
What is it?
No one is available to take your call.
Hi, you.
At the tone, please record your message.
Where are they?
Canada. Or somewhere in the Philippines.
Great White North?
Yeah. Man. All right, that's what I'm going to cue. I'll call back after 9.
All right.
Barry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So about 10 years ago, I get a letter from some barristers in England.
Oh.
Stating that I had a long lost relative that had died and left me some money. Of course, I threw it away, thought it was a scam. So a couple of weeks later, I get a phone call from the same company, and they gave me a little more information, but not everything. They stated that I had a relative who had died and had some property on the Isle of Wight, and they had sold the property, and a portion of that was coming my way because I was a long-lost relative. So anyway, my sister got the same information. I figured, what the hell, I'm going to look into it. Long story short, I ended up getting $2,000 because it was a long-lost relative of mine who had property, and they sold it, and somehow a bit of it trickled down to me. So, yeah, I got $2,000. My sister was pissed because she only got $1,500, and it was because I was a guy and she was a woman.
that's I almost said that's America, but it's not. Hey, where are you from? Where are you from originally?
London.
From London itself?
Yeah.
I'm going there for the first time in March. And I'm very
How long for?
Well, I'm going to London, and I'm taking the Euro something to Paris, so I'll be gone probably like 10 days.
Forget Paris, stay in London.
Well, you know, I got to see everything before I die.
What's the one main thing in London?
I feel like I don't want to do all the faggy London things that they tell you to do. Like, I want to know what the cool stuff to do is.
Do the faggy London things. It's cool. It is cool. It's unlike anything else you'll ever see.
Yeah, but there's got to be like a day of faggy London, and then I want like a day of seedy London. Like, I want to go. Like, if you said to me, I'm going to New York for the first time, I'd be like, all right, go see the Statue of Liberty and all at the Freedom Tower, but then you got to go to this place and that place and tell you where the real good stuff is.
All right, if you can find out the days that it's on, go to the Portobello, like Portobello Mushroom?
Yeah.
The Portobello Market.
Oh, see, now we're, that's something.
Yeah, it's a street market, but it's an event. It's on certain days of the week, but that would be something that's kind of off the beaten track to go see.
See, that's what I like. That's what I want to know. Thank you very much. And a chip, chip, cheerio, like they say in your land.
You know, I never heard that till I came to America.
I know. Hey, can I tell you the gayest thing ever? My brother is going on the trip too, and I went and bought. I was watching a bunch of video of the Queen's Guard. You know those the guardsmen that you go and they got to stay serious.
Yeah.
They wear those goofy hats. So I bought a bunch of those hats on Amazon, shipped them to my brother. But can you imagine if we showed up in those hats, they'd be like, God damn, this is why we hate America. That's why we hate you all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Give us a report when you get back.
Oh, I will. For sure, man. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. I'm not really going to wear them there. But I thought just that's the, like, I watched the videos.
Wear it on the flight over.
No.
Yeah.
At least wear it on the getting off the flight.
I watched the videos of the people, of the tourists messing with the Queen's Guard. And so they're required to stand there and to not show any emotion and to not engage unless they feel like you're threatening. So they carry a giant machine gun with a bayonet on it, but most of the time it's not loaded. So they're, the way they're supposed to handle it is if you get too close to them or if you cross over a line, they stomp their foot on the ground real loud to scare you, and they go, "Step back from the line!" And they yell. So it's like you almost want to try it. You want to make them mad. And then they say if you make them laugh, that they'll get docked. They'll take them out and they'll dock.
Really?
Yeah, and so I watched the video. This is good. This is a good video that Joe's showing. This is some of the cases of where people mess with them. I watched a video of where a guy went up to one and started telling jokes, and he made one crack, and the next thing you know, they did like a shift change and they took that guy away.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And that's a dick move. And you know what? They're there, and if they have to go pee-pee, they wear dark pants, so they go pee-pee in their pants. And
no way.
It said that they are there for, 6 hours or 4 hours or whatever, and if they wear dark trousers, because if they're supposed to go before, and if they have to have an emergency, they go in their pants, so nobody knows. So this is what they do. They walk down the street, and if you're in the line of where they have to go, they'll push you right out of the way, or they'll scream at you like that and get you to move. I think that's awesome. That's terrifying. I'm not messing with them. I have like respect for people, so I can't.
You need to put your daughter in front of them to see if they scream at her or push her.
Oh my goodness. Watch them wail at this guy. Look. Boom. They just, this is a tourist standing in the wrong place, and they go through and they just knock him right out of the way.
Good. Pay attention.
That's right. The thing.
Yeah.
Look at that lady ran. When I watch, sometimes people try to follow them or try to get in their way, and they just walk up and scream and push them right out of their line. That's their move. They stomp on the ground.
But that's just one of those things. Like, before you go to another country, you really need to like investigate and read about their culture.
Yeah.
To make sure.
By the way, that was the same move my brother did when he was a doorman. And people would run their mouth when they're out in the parking lot. You just do one like step, like who's in a row. Like, yeah! They fall over.
That guy was just trying to get ahead of them so they could take a picture. And then he stopped for a second. They just bowled him right over. Yeah, Carmen, you're right. You do need to look into this, because I would think that I'd walk up to the guy and go, "Is it okay if I take a picture?" And he's not allowed to answer me. I would be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then he would have been, watch him push this guy. Touch him, that's the last thing you want to do.
Oh.
They point that bayonet right in your face.
Oh,
my
no
gosh.
Thanks.
I will not be messing with the Queen's Guard.
They do kind of look like tin soldiers, like robots when they come at
you. I bet you Hannibal Buress would be a dick.
Oh, he'd get the bayonet right through his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Right through his cross eye. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Did you see the story about the casino ship in Newport Richey?
Yeah, we talked about it the other day.
Okay, so my question is what? What is it there? What's the obvious question? They still have casino ships?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you got a casino here.
Right.
I thought for sure that those things went away. I don't think I've ever been on that particular one, so I can only talk about other ones that I've been on.
Right.
But that is the grossest, worst barnacle barge ever. Yeah, so they have a boat. The boat's got to go, 7 miles out to international waters before you can even gamble. So on the way out there, you're like all anxious for it, and you're drinking, and then you get the smell of that diesel engine, that old boat engine, and it's rocky on the way out because, you know, if you're a captain, are you going to be the captain of a Newport Richey casino boat if you're a good captain? Yeah. Probably not.
Although
I got to tell you, they give this guy credit for saving everybody's life.
Yeah.
But I mean, you weren't, that wasn't your choice when you were in the Navy. When you came out, you were like, what am I going to do? Maybe I'll get one of those casino boats in the worst area possible. So I would imagine, I'm guessing, that not only people who went out on those casino boats are like gambling addicts and people who had like an extra $8, you know, or people who won them somewhere.
Because I went on a Sun Cruise Casino when I was 18.
Right. Back, probably the last time I went.
Yeah. And I mean, I turned like $10 into $800. So I have a very fond memory of the.
I used to have to
like
do.
Like a million back then. Yeah.
I used to have to do gigs on them. And they're like, well, it's a 6-hour gig, but you're only getting paid for 2 hours. And they're like, you don't have to do it, But at the time, I needed the money.
Yeah.
But they were like, so you'll get, at the time, it was like $250 for 6 hours.
And they pay you in casino chips.
Oh. No, they gave you cash that time. Like, back in the day, we used to get cash for gigs. And they're like, what you can eat on the boat, and you can hang out. And it would just make me, I'd sit there, and it would smell like fuel, and it would make me nauseous, and I'd want to go somewhere and just hide. And then my requirements were, like, towards the end, there would be some sort of wet t-shirt contest something. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, because the Sun Cruise Casino wasn't attracting the hotties, exactly, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so, that was the worst. Although one time we did get smart. We brought a PlayStation on there and our own food, and we had the chefs cook our food.
Yes.
And we played PlayStation in the galley somewhere.
That's awesome.
Until it was time to actually do our work. Yeah. So it was okay. Oh, this is even worse. Matt, you say it wasn't the boat. It was the shuttle that takes you out to the boat?
Correct. Yeah, it was just a shuttle that goes, you know, from the land out to where they dock the casino ship. And I guess they were only in like 3 feet of water, but somehow someone still died.
Well, they said, from what I heard, the captain got them back to water where they can get out, and had he not done that, more people would have died. So they're really hailing the captain as the hero of that. But how bad is it for that guy? He wasn't even the casino boat captain. He was the shuttle captain.
Right. He just ran his own little shuttle service out to the dock. So don't go looking for any casino ships or casino coins at the bottom of the...
No. And
there's enough there.
What's worse, to be stuck out in the middle of the ocean for all that time? Well, I guess if this guy was running shuttles...
If they were out there in 20, 30 feet of water, you know, I mean, it probably would have been catastrophic.
Oh, yeah, it was
they didn't have enough time to get the life jacket. Like, they just started jumping off because the fire... You know, spread so fast.
Yeah. Oh, gross. All right. Thank you, sir. Anthony, good morning. What do you know, Anthony?
Well, the reason they still have those casino ships around here, even though we have the Hard Rock, is because you can't play like roulette or craps or any of that at the Hard Rock.
Well, you can't. They have the roulette game over there now. It's not real.
It's electronic.
It's electronic roulette. Yeah. And I don't. And they don't have the craps.
We play legit table games on the boat.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know the real difference. The crap seems to be the only thing you can't play over there. And I don't like craps enough get on a small boat to take it up to another boat that might catch fire or might give me poisoning from bad seafood. I'm guessing. I don't know. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really gambled that much. I almost got drawn in. Swigs almost got me drawn back in over the vacation. Yeah, because he hit me up and he was like, let's go to the casino. Or worse, he wanted to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I do want to do that, man. Yeah, I have a feeling that could be a fun trip, but I'm really not feeling it. We went to the casino the other night and we didn't even gamble.
It's funny you said that because I was going to mention we should have played like at least one hand or two of blackjack before we got out of there.
I believe if we were not in a hurry, we would have done that.
Yeah, because I was feeling lucky that night.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was hanging out. I was in a good mood.
Did you get lucky that night?
No. Yeah. I went home. I fell asleep in the Uber, and I felt terrible for the Uber driver because I woke up, and he was like, please get out of my car. I'm so sorry.
I would never fall asleep in an Uber.
I don't know. It usually happens. Yeah.
Listen,
and I mean,
sometimes you can't help it. You're drunk. You just need a little nappy nap.
Yeah.
You should know out of anyone. You just take...
Me?
Yes.
Why? I barely take Ubers.
You take naps in the middle of a conversation.
Yes.
Let alone an Uber.
I slept so nice that night.
I did. I passed out on the way to Elmer's. I was sitting in the back with Ian, and I had the seat reclined. And I was like, man, this is such a comfortable ride. Next thing I know, Pete's like, all right, we're at Elmer's. I was like, yeah, Elmer's.
I got a drink now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm drinking the old fashions.
Oh, those are good.
You like those?
I love them.
That's one of those things, though. You got to find somebody who knows how to make them.
Yeah. Guy at Disney this weekend did not make it.
Yeah.
No. I think he mixed in some...
Where did you start drinking the old fashions?
It was over Christmas break. I think it might have been at a Joe Madden thing. I think you made it for me.
Did I make you? I didn't make you an old fashioned.
What'd you make me? You made
I made you a... was it a whiskey sour or what was
it? No. Was it? No. I think it was an old fashioned.
I don't think I made you an old fashioned.
Well... I started drinking them over break.
Jack and Coke or something?
No, I could have made that.
Did you just tell him it was an old-fashioned Calvin?
No, because they had the old-fashioned, the smoky old-fashioned where they light the wood, and that got me attracted to it. I wanted to see that. And then I drank it, and I was, Joe, me and you were drinking them somewhere. The struggle of him getting to the microphone. Did I just wake you up? Be honest. Did I just wake you up?
And then he asked you where.
Where? I was asking you where.
When was it?
Oh, shut up. You Glock and Sprinkles.
Glock and Sprinkles.
I've been drinking the old fashions. I like them. Yeah. They're strong.
Did you have any of the Bloody Mary mix that I left over your house?
Yes, it was very good.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Yeah,
hey, when they tell you they're muddying up the old fashioned, what does that mean?
Muddying up?
When we went to Plum, I ordered the old fashioned. She said, do you want it muddied? I go, yes, muddy the hell out of it.
Muddled. Looked, muddled. Yeah, that's muddled. The word.
Muddle the hell out of it.
I was wondering what he was saying. Yeah, that's whenever the cherry and the orange and they push it and they.
Oh, yeah, yeah, muddle yeah. that up. Yeah. I like it muddled.
You're supposed to have a sugar cube, right?
Have to have it muddled. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's so good. It was good. Yeah. And then we went to the attic and they had made them and they were great there.
Yeah.
The only problem is they give you that cherry and it gives me the burps and then I burp old fashioned for the next 3 days. So, it was good, though.
Yeah,
that's my drink. Finally, I have a drink now.
Nice.
You're an old man.
Well, I didn't want to say Tom Collins. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Couldn't they come up with a better name for it?
For what?
For the old fashioned? Give me the OF. Give me the OG.
It's old fashioned.
I know, but I want to have a cool name.
I feel like they named it before it had a sexual, you know.
Yeah, before it was this.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
No, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking like it sounds like an old person's drink.
Right.
Like if I called it the OG or something like that, I need like a hipper name for it. But then I need to alert all bartenders that I've changed the name of the old fashioned.
Everyone,
you can start drinking a Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really like I feel like Lauren Bacall would be ordering that with a long cigarette.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm good with you with a long cigarette. Just made my day,
dude. I have to tell you though, sometimes when I order the old fashioned and I watch them make it, it requires them skinning fruit, and putting cherries in, and doing all that. And I think I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. They got to use a long spoon, and some sauce or something. I don't know, whatever they mix in there.
Someone called in and said Eddie V's is where you got your old fashioned. And that's why he liked it.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know. Listen, it was some random person.
The last time I went to Eddie V's was with Batista a couple weeks ago, and we didn't drink at all.
What about the time before?
Oh, no. It was so long ago, I don't remember. I don't know.
They make them good at the Plum Room, the Plum Lounge. Yeah.
What don't they make good there?
That's very true.
That's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Biggest shrimp I've ever seen.
We went to the Plum. We choked down some shrimp before we went over to the attic.
Yeah.
Then drank down some... some old fashions, and then shot over to Elmer's.
Yeah.
It's like we went backwards. Wings,
yeah.
Should start. Oh my! The chicken wings are great, though.
Real good.
Yeah, I threw up every piece of them, but they were delicious.
Oh no!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.